Chapter 17, Simplify. Everything should be made as simple as possible, but not simpler. Albert Einstein. You're a lazy fucker. I'm a lazy fucker. We are all lazy fuckers. The world is full of billions of lazy people who want everything done for them, or anything they do to be as easy as possible. This is brilliant for any business owner or entrepreneur looking to build a new business because clever people make things complicated, meaning no one has a clue how to use their products or understand their training. Don't you hate it when some smart arse is teaching you something, using obscure words they know you don't understand, but it makes them feel smart? How often does it sink in if you have no clue what half the words are that are being said to you? Never is the answer. It just irritates the fuck out of you and makes you want to punch them in the face and tell them to speak English. You go to your doctor and he tells you, "I'm sorry to inform you, but you have pneumonultramicroscopic silicovolcaniconiosis." Do you have a clue what he is talking about? No, nobody does, but he feels smart, and we think he's a tit. You go to your doctor and he tells you, "I'm sorry to inform you, you have lung disease." Do you have a clue what he is talking about this time? Yes. Unfortunately, this is the only occasion I could think of where the first option was better than the latter because sometimes, not knowing feels better. Anyway, you get the point. Nobody wants to learn from, deal with, or focus on something that confuses the shit out of them. So why do smart people insist on making everything complicated? The real answer is, they don't, unless it's something they feel passionate about. Sales are all about solving a customer's problem. Usually, that customer has a problem with something they are not passionate about, so they don't care about the details. They care about the result they will get after you have worked your magic and provided a solution. For example, Apple's sleek designs and minimalist stores have assisted in making them a superpower in their industry. The goal of simplicity is not to be simple, but to appear simple. What I mean by this is don't confuse the customer with all the bullshit jargon. Instead, do what Steve Jobs did when he said, 1,000 songs in your pocket. The iPod could have been marketed 100 different ways, but Steve learned from experience when he released his first computer that taking out a two-page ad sharing all the components and specs of the computer wasn't going to sell his products to average human beings. Nerds will sit and read through every detail and fixate on the specs, the gigabytes, graphics quality, and 4K this or 3D that. Still, the rest of us, which is over 95% of the population, just want a simple explanation of what we are going to get and how it's going to benefit us. I believe that had Apple just written the power of corporations in the hands of normal men and then shared a picture of the first computer, they would have done much better with their ad. Eventually, they created a cool kid versus a geek, knowing everyone wants to be the cool kid, and the war for dominance between Microsoft and Apple was born. If you walked into a DIY shop today looking for some paint and the salesperson explained where they source the ingredients for their paint and how the paint is made, you would likely leave and go to another shop. If they pulled out a plank of wood and simply painted it in front of you and you liked the color. Sold, right? The problem is that any product or service can be complex and complicated if the salesperson insists on telling the customer everything about the product or service. The great thing is that this can also be turned on its head. Every product can be sold simply by identifying the main problem the product or service solves for a potential customer and making them see how their life will be after they buy. You might not realize it, but almost all products solve a problem for their target audience. Identifying that problem and then solving it will increase sales exponentially. Okay, so we have seen how simplifying sales will increase conversions, but what about your business? Why do we insist on complicating our businesses and the processes our companies run? Why do we insist on targeting every single customer on the planet when we can't afford to market to them all, and some are super difficult to satisfy? The answer is that we are human beings and unfortunately, it's in our nature to try to make everyone happy and solve everyone's problems. In business, this doesn't work. There are a few areas in business where we can simplify our systems and processes to make things run more smoothly and scaling more simple when we are ready to do it. The first, as discussed above, has to be the marketing and how we sell our products to our target market. If I spend 30 pages explaining how my product will help a customer, they will likely get distracted, lose interest, and never return. However, if I can explain its key benefits for them in a few words, enabling them to see what their future will be like with what I have to sell, then they will likely buy. You can save the 30-page manuscript for after they are committed and want to know everything about what they have just purchased. Second, we should look at our product lines and simplify the options a customer has. Yes, we will lose some customers, but by doing this, we can streamline all our processes and make customer fulfillment much more profitable. Ever find yourself flicking through channels for hours trying to decide what to watch on TV, only to eventually look at the clock and realize it's bedtime already? Ever find yourself flicking through Netflix for something to watch, but you can't decide what you fancy because there is so much to choose from? This isn't just you. It's because we are inundated with choice, and humans are, unfortunately, very bad at making decisions. Did you know the most successful restaurants usually keep their menus very short? Otherwise, customers will sit for hours looking at the menu, unable to make their minds up. Have you ever noticed how McDonald's and KFC have a few items they always sell, but their specials are only up for a short period? And they only do one or two specials at a time, not a huge list of them. When Steve Jobs returned to Apple when they faced bankruptcy after his time away, he famously cut 350 products they were working on and focused on just a few. When Gordon Ramsay, the English chef, goes to a struggling restaurant and tries to help them turn things around, he first simplifies the menu and removes many options. IKEA could sell hundreds or thousands of furniture lines, but this would massively increase their costs per customer and reduce profits and their ability to remain profitable. If you went into your Netflix account and had four movies to choose from to watch, which Netflix had selected that you might like, how long do you think it would take you to make a choice? Not very long. If you walked into a restaurant and they had four things on the menu, how long would it take you to decide what to have? Not very long. If you entered a bathroom showroom to purchase some new taps and they had 1,000 different sets of taps for you to choose from, how long do you think it would take you to make up your mind? Probably a very long time. Not only that, with all that choice, you might be torn between two, three, or four sets you love, meaning you eventually choose one, but you're not as happy about the purchase because you can't get the other options out of your head and keep wondering if they would have looked better. This is how a customer feels when you give them too many choices. Do your research, find the most popular options, and then cut everything else. You walk back into that same bathroom showroom a week later and they only have four options left. You ask where all the thousands of taps have gone and you're simply told these are the most popular and best value for money, so we only offer these now. How long would it take you to make a choice? Not very long. Unfortunately, in the digital world where customers are interrupted hundreds of times every day by the phone they have sitting in their pocket, most people don't have time to spend hours deciding what they want. They will, therefore, usually just walk away. If you sell hundreds of similar products and have a few that sell much better than all the rest, I would recommend streamlining your offering and instead focus on upsells for the best products rather than having more choice. An upsell is something a customer is offered after they make a purchase that complements the initial purchase. For example, if you're selling a pencil with a cat on it and a customer adds it to their basket and clicks buy during the sales process, you could offer them the matching pencil case, which is 5 times the cost of the initial pencil. We do this in webinars all the time. Let's say we are selling a subscription for $39.99 a month and the customer signs up. They will instantly be offered a one-time upgrade for $197, improving the first purchase and giving them more resources inside their software. We have done this thousands of times, usually increasing on-the-day sales revenue by about 1/3. For example, if we make $30,000 in sales on a single webinar, $20,000 will be monthly subscriptions and the additional $10,000 will come from the one-time fee. We make an extra $10,000 from the webinar for no additional work. Many people in the industry call these upsell sales funnels, and when done correctly with several upsells, they can increase your sales by huge multiples of the initial sale. So, we have looked at making the sales process simpler and we have looked at simplifying the price, but we should also look to simplify our business. A great example of this was achieved by the late Ray Kroc. He streamlined the processes used inside a fast food kitchen and then franchised the model globally to create McDonald's. Or Henry Ford, who streamlined car manufacturing and became one of the richest men on the planet. Or IKEA, who streamlined the furniture selling process and greatly reduced the price if the customer did some of the work. There are hundreds of examples throughout history of great leaders taking already existing business models and simplifying them to make them more efficient, more cost-effective, more customer-friendly and, in the end, more profitable and scalable. I hope you enjoyed this book and it's helped you immensely on your journey to greatness as an entrepreneur. If you can think of anyone who would also benefit from this book, please recommend it to them. It only takes a second, and you could change their life forever. All the best on your journey. I hope one day we meet in person and can do great business together. Mike Martin. MikeJMartin.com